This is North Shore Today. For Tuesday, December 1, 2020, I'm Rick Moore. Gayla Cawley is writing today's item live.com. Coronavirus cases have surged in Lynn, Linfield, Peabody, and Revere, and five additional deaths were reported in both Lynn and Peabody to bring their respective death tolls to 134 and 209. In Lynn, 32 new cases were reported, bringing the city's caseload to 7,637. Of that total, 1,307 cases are active, and 6,196 people have recovered, according to city data. Peabody has reported 164 additional cases since last Wednesday to bring the city's caseload to 2,284. A total of 1,285 people have recovered, according to the health department, and 54 new cases were reported Friday in Revere. Linfield has reported 21 new cases. More on this story in today's itemlive.com. John Castelluccio is writing in today's Salem News. Beverly residents will be able to take advantage of free COVID-19 testing at Lynch Park this week. The city is running the testing site, which is for Beverly residents only, on three different days, Wednesday, December 2, and Thursday, December 3, from 8 a.m. to noon, and Saturday, December 5, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The city says that people who are in line by the ending time will still be able to wait to get tested. The tests are also not the more invasive PCR nasal test, but rather a PCR nasal swab, where a sample is taken from the front of the nose. Lynch Park is located at 55 Obear Street. More on this story in today's Salem News. Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Rockport selectmen will continue their discussions regarding an audit of the Rockport Fire Department when they meet Tuesday. Selectmen are slated to begin planning the scope of the audit, including which areas of the fire department need to be reviewed and into what the auditor will be allowed to look. So far, the town has yet to hire an outside third party to perform the audit or determine what the cost may be. Selectmen wish to bring on a former fire chief with experience in managing a volunteer call department like Rockport. The meeting will be held online via Zoom at 6 p.m. Information on how to join the conference is available at rockportma.gov. Selectmen voted at the last meeting on November 17 to temporarily suspend the newly created position of emergency service director until a full audit is completed. The position has not been permanently dissolved. That decision will be made by selectmen after the audit is completed. Mark Schmink of the Rockport Police Department was appointed the town's first emergency service director and assistant police chief in the summer of 2019. As emergency service director, his responsibilities were to oversee the Rockport Fire, Forest Fire, Harbor Master, Animal Control, and Ambulance Departments. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll was on MSO's Connections yesterday, and she actually has found something positive to come out of this pandemic mess that we've had to endure so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that comes to mind for me is just the level of engagement via Zoom, right? So we've had all these public meetings that you would typically have, and we might have a half a dozen people who'd show up at a school committee meeting, you know, on occasion. And think about it. You've got to, you know, figure out what you're doing with your family, if you have young kids, who's watching whom. Get to a meeting in a building, park, get there, leave. Like, it's a little bit of an ordeal. And now you can watch from your house while you're cooking dinner or bathing kids or putting them down, or you can still sort of participate in a way. And I think that is never going to go away. Like, the fact that we now have easily 50, 60 people at a school committee meeting every meeting, that says to me that this is a medium that people want. And that could be city council, all of our board and commissions. There's so much more access to know what your government is doing, how it's doing it, and for you to be able to participate. All of our boards and commissions have public comments. So as much as we're far away and distancing, this has actually been an engagement tool that I think is going to be helpful.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.